CliffCentral.com. So I think the beautiful thing about this My June 16 campaign that we're going at is we're getting in young individuals that are very influential in South Africa, but from completely different backgrounds. Today we've got the Croak from YFM. He's a radio presenter and a mixed DJ at YFM. And then we've got Leroy Wright. He's an actor and presenter. Gentlemen, how are you doing?
Yo, what's up, brother?
Gotta wait for him to say hello because you're trying first, you know?
etiquette, you know? No, man, thanks for joining us, guys. So, yeah, we're talking about My June 16. We're sharing our insights on what June 16 was all about. We want to hear your personal view of June 16. So I think, Leroy, let's start with you.
Mm-hmm.
So June 16, what does it mean to you?
You know what? I was actually asked for a quote the other day, upcoming to June 16.
Yeah.
And for me, though, I've always been someone who hasn't taken things too seriously. But I think this is one of those days where you actually do need to just look back, acknowledge it, but then don't dwell in it. For me, it's not about, I've never dwelled in the past. I've always moved forward.
Sort of like a remember and then rejoice that it will never happen again.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, it is a public holiday for a reason. Like, I mean, it's a day people are saying, use the day, go out and do good, but have fun at the same time. I think people forget about the fun element and also that it is a time to be with family, to be with friends, and to do cool things that you can remember. My June 16 last year was this. How can I better it this year?
Exactly.
That's for me. I've always never taken the serious angle of it because I think so many people do focus on it. I mean, on social media, we see all the time, it's just bombarded with all these images of back then, which is great. Really, I understand.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't want to see I don't want to see that focus the whole time.
I think it's time
have we not moved on?
Yeah, I think it's time to change the narrative. Let's push positive energy now, right?
I think it's important for people to like push the images and that on social media from the point where people don't fully understand what June 16 is. They have a broad idea, but they don't understand when it started, when it stopped, what actually happened. The fact that June 16 actually carried into the night. Yeah. There were mass killings in the night.
Yeah. And it carried on even 2 days later. I mean, something like 23 students were killed on the first day.
Yeah, and that's just on the first day. That night, people were killed. The next day, people were killed.
And over 200 were killed over the entire period. So it's ridiculous. But the Croak, let's find out from you, because I mean, I know from my point of view, my parents were telling me stories about June 16. My mom was telling me that at certain stages when she was young, that she didn't believe that she was going to see a free South Africa, liberated South Africa. So what does June 16 mean to you?
I think in the words of Kanye West is that listen to the kids, man. Mm. You know, I think it obviously highlights how bold we are as young people, how uncensored we are, and how strong we are, you know? I think as young people, we just do what we want and we say what we want, we live how we want.
Mm.
And the older you grow, you start getting calculated about things, you start getting more responsible.
Mm.
So I think it just gives off an easy, free thinking kind of mindset, which is what June 16 means to me.
Which is powerful stuff, man. I mean, I really want to find out more specifically when it comes to the future of South Africa, because we've spoken about the past and commemorating and remembering. And Leroy, you said something powerful. We need to change the story, look forward.
Yeah.
How do we move forward, though?
That's one of the points for me, because to an extent, obviously, I was not around at that time. So am I the person with all the knowledge? No, I am. I'm not. Like, you know, people do obviously act like they know it alls. And also these days on social media, you don't know if you want to touch there because you might just say something wrong. And then you have gone to shit, to be honest. But I think moving forward is literally platforms like this. I mean, when I got called up to come to this, I was like, wow, I've actually never spoken about June 16 before on a public platform, because I don't know, but people just assume that, I guess, white people aren't acknowledgeable of these things because maybe we weren't affected back then as much as black people. But I was like, yeah, I want to come. And for me, though, I think, like I said earlier, it's about moving forward. It's about looking back and then making a change. And I think we have, you know, Alex was on here before me and I was listening to him and made such a good point in terms of like things like fees must fall.
Yeah.
I think our government, even though we all have bad things to say, some of them are good things, are taking a note about what we stand for and what we want in this country. And I think it's a nice time to be alive. It's a nice time to be 28, to be a little millennial in this time and see it all happen.
It's one of the greatest times to be alive, I think, personally.
Yeah.
And
after you, Simbiwe.
Sorry, man. The Croak, I want to come back to you, bro, because I mean, I look back to June 16. We see Fees must fall. We see Afrikaans must fall. We've seen a lot recently, and you know,
so many falling. There's no one standing up. You know what I mean?
There's so much that must fall. People don't realize that we must actually rise. But how do we rise, the crook?
I think the biggest killer of South Africans and just people around the world is classism. You know.
Yeah.
I think we've moved over the race issue.
Mm.
I think the 76 youth. I won't say it was easier for them because it was they're white, we black.
Mm. Yeah.
So let's fight that. You know. Now it's a bigger fight, you know.
Yeah.
It's about who has the most and who doesn't have, you know, and which is going to be a bit trickier, because when you are affiliated to certain political parties or when you are part of an educated group of young people, you're you know what I mean,
like
you're basically higher up than the rest of, you know what I mean, than everybody else. I think Fees Must Fall was also a good kind of movement, you know, just to start a free way of thinking. But what about the kids that didn't get an opportunity to go to tertiary to fight for Fees Must Fall? You know what I mean? So it's a very tricky time, but a very interesting time indeed.
Yeah, because it's not about color anymore. The beautiful thing is that we're coming together, no matter where we come from. We remember the issues of the past, but we're trying to unite to address the issues of the present day. Right?
As much as we are trying, though, one must acknowledge that there's a lot of crap happening.
Yeah, bro.
All these
the issue of class, bro.
That's the thing. As much as we are fighting, you know, for those students who didn't study, now you're getting people who actually are studying but are damaging and ruining.
Yeah, burning university
our campuses.
Yeah. Yeah.
So where do we actually be like, are we growing or are we actually taking a step back? We don't know.
It almost feels like a repeat of 1976. So, 40 years later, think buildings are still getting burnt down. How, like, I don't understand. Like, it's frustrating.
Sometimes I feel that the bad things that are happening now is because we're forgetting the past. We're forgetting what we fought for. We're not teaching the children of today. Like, imagine if we didn't speak about June 16. Mm. Who's going to speak about it? And when people stop speaking about it, we'll forget the lesson we learned from there. And the fight that created change.
Yeah. Mm. And I think the whole burning and destroying of buildings and school equipment is based on how uneducated some of those students are.
You know
what I mean? I think our voices back then, the 76 youth's voice, was not as bold and as educated as we are now, you know? Now we can actually address issues, you know what I mean? Because there's more educated young people. You know, they had to burn stuff to almost be noticed, you know? Mm. Now we can address these things. Now we can raise issues. Now we can go head to head with the government.
We're exposed to information now, you know?
So it's an issue of not reading back to why they torched certain things.
Yeah.
Why they threw stones at the police, you know what I mean?
Do you feel that today our actions of burning down buildings, like what happened at UJ, do you feel that is a consequence of who we call our leaders, who we call our role models, who we look up to?
That's something very powerful, because now we're bringing up the fact that this might be a leadership issue.
Because we grow up and what we see as our leaders, we want to become, and we do become, because that's what we see as growing up. And if we see negative while we're growing up, then we become negative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think we can blame the leaders all we want, but it's what you you make of it, you know. If your only reference to 1976 is Sarafina with the burning stuff, you know, that's what you're gonna do. Mm. But if you go deeper into the narrative and actually realizing why they burnt and threw stones and did what they did, then you realize that it was a matter of education and not knowing how to address issues, you know, and the fact that the government back then was physical and was violent in reacting addresses why they had to burn stuff, you know. You know what I mean? But right now, like, we've got platforms. Now we can come to Cliff Central and actually say, screw you guys. You know what I mean? We've got social media now. You know what I mean? We don't need to pin stuff.
How important is social media to the youth of today? And I want to hear from both of you. Let's start with you, Dikrook.
I think social media is very important and is very bad at the same time, you know?
It's how you use it, right?
Yeah, social media is in good hands and social media is in bad hands. I think social media also pulls apart the youth, cause it also creates different classes, you know what I mean? I feel places like Twitter, when you tweet and there's a grammar mistake or there's a grammatical error, blah blah blah, you get judged on that, you know, which is also a class issue, you know what I mean? It trickles down back to where you studied, where you're from, who your mother is,
How many followers you have.
You know what I mean? So you get classed just by based on mistakes. But it's also good that a message can go out instantly, you know, like in real time.
But then also your message can come across wrong.
You know what I mean? So it's good or bad, you know what I mean? But I think once we get to a point where social media is used correctly and for the right things, just like Fees Must Fall, and you know what I mean, instead of taking booty pictures and trying to get the most followers,
or like the celebrities all just having tours, and just like, we should use social media for positive change because it reaches a mass audience.
I think we have to be very intentional then.
You see, the thing like that is, I mean, working in social media every day, like, there's many facets to it. That's the thing about it. There's many beauties about it that uncover as you grow in your profiles and you grow other people's profiles. Like when you talk about tours and stuff like that, though, indirectly, that helps grow our industry.
Yeah, I know it does.
So it's not about bashing all the
but
negative things.
But sometimes it's teaching the wrong thing.
But that's where you, as your intellectual self, need to draw the line. Like, do you want to be associated with these people? Do you want to be following their timelines? Do you want to be absorbing their knowledge? Or do you want to retract? And that's the beauty about social media. You have all the power in your hand.
It's true.
You can decide if you want to align yourself with that negativity. If you want more positive stuff, follow positive stuff. Stop complaining and blaming everything on social media.
So basically doing your part, right?
But it's that simple. If I don't like you guys, I don't need to follow you on social media. I really don't. And that's the thing, the power we have as individuals with our own profiles. But it's how you handle it that makes all the difference.
So I want to ask, actually, because you've spoken about social media and leadership and all of that. Who are the leaders that we're supposed to be looking up to then? Because it's quite a deep question to
ask. Who are our role models supposed to be?
That's a question I think everyone will obviously firstly have a different opinion. Yeah. For me, though, personally, I can gladly say that I don't have a lot of role models in South Africa, especially when it comes to our leaders.
Yeah.
I mean, there's too much negativity around them. I mean, we spoke about education earlier. Some of our politicians don't even have education. So why must I be looking up to them? You know, it's a very touch and go subject, and one can get so passionate where you become actually so angry because you're so passionate about it and you don't know why these people are in these positions. For what? Why are they there? So that's another discussion on its own. I mean, I just think that, you know, if they want to lead, they need to lead with strength and they need to lead with knowledge.
Yeah.
And why, like, for example, why must I be following someone who doesn't relate to me?
Yeah.
I mean, I think Barack Obama is a great president.
Yeah.
Is Jacob Zuma in his category? Maybe he is, maybe he's not. But we saw it at Nelson Mandela's funeral where everybody hated him. His own people hated him. So, you know, it's one of those where
it's a touchy one.
It really is a touchy one.
The Crook?
I think a leader is a great listener beyond anything. I mean, guys like, there's a guy called Tsietsi Mashinini.
Yeah, he was the leader of the 1976 march.
Yeah, we never read anything about him, but he made it come together, you know what I mean? But because media does not highlight his importance in our history, then he's downplayed, you know what I mean? And we almost need to educate ourselves about what really happened and who's really doing the work.
This is the day of age of
and
clickbait.
Not who's, yeah, and not
will
who's
he
got
give
the
us
most
clickbait
PR.
Or will Jacob Zuma spelling something wrong give us clickbait?
Yeah.
That's what we do these days.
Yeah.
It's all about clicks, getting to the website and getting the views up. So
now that we've ticked off what sort of leaders us as youth need, what else do we need in South Africa? And I'm talking specifically in South Africa as youth.
That's a very tricky one. I think education.
Yeah,
definitely. I really come from a background where I was raised by a single mother. I needed to bite the bullet because my mom couldn't pay my fees. Did what I did and made sure that my little brother's educated. He graduated a couple of weeks ago, and my mom graduated last week. So it's the kind of role that you find for yourself, you know. I realize that by biting the bullet, I can get my little brother educated, and my mom could have money to educate herself too.
But sometimes I feel as youth, we shouldn't be having to fight for to get education. The like there should be structures in place to make education easy for us.
Fair, but that will come over time. Yeah. So I feel instead of trying to be the man and be the guy that's driving the M4 on Rivonia Road, play your position to make sure that the future in your immediate environment looks bright.
That's actually powerful now, because we just spoke about leaders. You just raised something powerful, because in essence, you need to become the leader this country needs.
Yeah, you were your own leader.
Yeah, you need to be your own role model.
And it really starts at home. You know, I could run around and say I'm part of YFM, I'm part of Mail and Guardian's Young 200 Influential, you know what I mean? It doesn't mean ish.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not about the title anymore.
Yeah, it's not. It's about what you teach at home, you know?
Yeah.
It's about the difference that you make, you know? My little brother knows now that he needs to educate somebody at home, and that's how it works.
And he probably also knows how hard you work to get him educated.
Yeah, to get him educated.
So he will not take that for granted.
He doesn't. So it's that, you know. I'm for the ideology that you change the world one person at a time.
It's true, bro.
And that's as simple as it is.
100% with that is. But sometimes, you know, in our country, especially when we do good things and we see a change, for some reason, somebody does something that just makes us take two steps back. And we feel like, what was that point? What was the point of what we just did? And I think that's the damaging factor that we have to deal with. But I think carrying on, you know, doing your good, doing your personal good, and go about, don't ask for shine the whole time. Don't ask for recognition. Just go silently, do your thing, keep to yourself. And clearly you must be doing something. I mean, for you guys to have called us up for these interviews,
you guys are
clearly
we're doing
something right.
Yeah.
And it's not like we are shouting with tours on Twitter, sleeping with this one to get to this place or whatever it may be. Like, we're just doing our own thing day to day, paying our bonds, paying our cars off, and clearly making a difference and doing some good.
Actually, what I've learned from the two of you guys, and the reason why we got you here, is because you guys are doing more than talking. And it's not about talking anymore. We don't have time to talk. We need action.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about.
We don't have time for negativity anymore. Yeah. Like, do I bash, you know, my president every day like some people do? No. Why am I getting out of that?
Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah. You know, I might get a few retweets. Oh, great. But some people live for that. And they must do that.
Now, in parliament, when people are bashing the president and it's only about Zuma, when will these problems that we face ever be solved?
I want to say never, but that sounds so negative. Because you've been waiting for it,
dog.
I really think it was about time we got an opposition like the EFF.
Yeah,
just to almost
rattle him up.
Yeah, just to almost play the
say that change is coming.
The bad child in the family,
the
you know,
devil's advocate. Yeah.
I'm not an EFF supporter, but I really love what they've done to SA politics. You know, nobody is hiding under a tree or hiding behind a wall anymore. You know what I mean? Everyone's getting exposed, and everyone is not scared to say what needs to be said. Now.
Exactly, and we see it with things happening at the SABC. I mean, I've worked for them for like 6 years in the past, but man, all these changes.
Yeah,
it's because they're trying to get a message out that, you know what, keep voting for the SABC with all this local crap going on. And who wants to watch all this local crap all the time? It's of low quality. Yeah. Maybe they can inject some more fuel into it. I don't know.
Maybe the fact that we're focusing on the local stuff, it might improve it in essence. We never know.
But that's what they're doing. That's the clever thing about the nature of the beast. They are focusing all our attention to there. Meanwhile, they are gaining votes at the same time. And they're not focusing on all the bad things.
And they always
like Zuma's jet the other day when something happened and the focus was completely shifted.
Yeah. And they always do this just before an election.
But come now, this asks the question, how dumb is our society to keep believing that they are doing great things or to be subtract-minded? Mm. But so, I don't know. Let's see. It's going to be a very interesting election. I actually cannot wait for it.
I think the one thing I've learned from this discussion is that it doesn't matter who you vote for. You just need to bet on yourself and do your part.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Play your position.
Do you guys have any plans for Youth Day?
Youth Day for me, I'm working on a song with Stones and Bones.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. It's called My African Dream because I really think Africans do not have what we call a finish line.
Yeah,
you know. So it's the song is basically just about being better, just about being stronger, just feeling love.
And the perfect day to make it
positivity. Yeah. You know. So yeah, we've started the song. It's a beautiful song indeed. So we basically finishing the song, and we need to get to that American way of thinking where we paint. We paint our destiny, basically.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to do with the song.
Powerful stuff. Leroy, what about you, man?
Well, there's no doubt. I think, Flexi, you can relate to this. Producing breakfast is tough, so I will definitely be sleeping in tomorrow.
Yeah, me too.
Well, there's no way around that. I definitely think I'm going to have a day of leisure. Like, there's no way around that.
Yeah.
I don't have anything planned. My family and them are all buggering off to Durban, like everyone else. So I'm stuck here looking after the dogs. I think I'm going to take some time out tomorrow to just once again use the hashtag, find out what people are thinking, what people are saying, and just see, because every year we hope there's something new comes about that's refreshing. Because
let's change the narrative.
Yeah, exactly. That
party at your house.
I'll be there hashtagging my June 16th.
Yeah, remember the hashtag my June 16th, and we can keep up with you. What are your social media handles so we can keep up with you as well?
My social media is at the crook. It's at DAKRUK everywhere. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Follow me, and yeah, man, let's keep the conversation going.
I wish it was so simple, but people back in the day stole my name. So Twitter is easy. It's just Leroy Wright. It's LeeroyWright. Instagram is the same, but separating the name and the surname with an underscore. Mm. And Facebook's the same. Don't even try Facebook. My limit is done.
Yeah,
so
it's a wrap.
I can't add you.
Guys, thanks so much for coming in. And remember to follow the hashtag MyJune16 and join in the conversation. CliffCentral.com.